Today's daf is the very last daf in the Masechta Shkolim Daf Chaf Beis. We left off in the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Halacha Gimel, Machlos Tanoim about where they burnt the meat of the Kodshei Kodshim that became Tameh. The Mishnah says, Basar Kodshei Kodashim Shenitma Bein Bava Tuma Bein Vlada Tuma. So the meat of the Kodshei Kodashim that became Tameh, whether it was with an Ava Tuma, that's a more stringent Tuma, or Vlada Tuma, it's a secondary Tuma. Bein Bifnim Bein Bachut, whether it became Tameh in the Azara or outside the Azara. Beishame Omer Kol Yisrei Bifnim. Beishame says everything is burnt in the Azara. Chutz Mishenitma Ba'ava Tuma Bachut, except if something became Tameh, number one, with an Ava Tuma, and it became Tameh outside the Azara, so if it has both of those deficiencies, so then it's not brought into the Azara to burn it. Basically, I'll remember second opinion. Kol Yisrei Bachutz, everything is burnt outside the Azara, Chutz Mishenitma Bavlad Hatum Vifnim, except if it's it has these two factors which mitigate. It's only a Vlada Tuma, a secondary Tuma, and it's Bifnim, and it became Tame inside the Mikdash. Okay? And a third opinion, Rabbi Lezomer, Shenitma Ba'ava Tuma, Bein Bifnim, Bein Bachutz Yisar Bachutz. If it became, there's one factor. The one factor is, did it become tummy with an Ava Tuma? Ava Tuma is the primary Tuma, like tummy mace, zav, but the different types of Tuma. So that is, doesn't make a difference where it became tummy. If it became tummy with an Ava Tuma, so then you got to take it outside the Azara. So then you start Bachutz. But you need a lot of Tuma, but if it became tummy with a secondary Tuma, a more lenient form of Tuma, a Rishon Sheni Shlishi Revi, Bein Bachutz, Bein Bifnim, Yisar Bifnim, so then, no matter where it became Tameh, it's burnt inside. And Rebbe Akiva Omer, fourth opinion, Makom Tumasa Shom Srifa. So wherever it became Tameh, that's where you burn it. So now the Gemara is going to first discuss Machlokes Amoraim regarding an Ava Tuma and a Vlada Tuma and how it relates to our Mishnah. Bar Kapara Omer, Bar. Yeah? Yeah. What do you mean? So the question is that, I understand it's not allowed to go outside. The question is, what are you, but he's saying, Beishame is saying, even if it became Tameh outside the Azara, right? And you're saying it's possible because it went outside the Azara. I'm saying, even if, notwithstanding that, you still bring it back into the Mikdah, into the Azara to burn it. We're simply debating, we're not debating about whether it's possible or not. We're debating where you will burn it. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Bar Kapara Amar Ava Tuma Devar Torah Vlada Tuma Midivrehem. Bar Kapara said that in Ava Tuma that we learned in the Mishnah, the case of Ava Tuma are Ava Tumas that are Doraisas. Like for example, something became Tameh Bisheretz or with a Nevela. So or a Vlada Tuma is Midivrehem. And when our Mishnah talks about a Vlada Tuma, that means that it only became Tameh Midrabadon. For example, let's say a Kli that became Tameh with liquids. Because Midat Torah, liquids are not Mitameh Kalim. And because the liquid cannot become an Avatuma. But the rabbis, Chazal, were goes there on Mashkim that they're Mitameh Kalim. So then let's say a liquid touched the Kli, and the Kli touched the meat. So this Tuma is only Midrabadon. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Beinzeh Dvar Torah says no, that whether we're talking about Ava Tuma or Vlada Tuma, the Mishnah is talking about both cases that are Midoraisa. Now we're going to begin a question on Rabbi Yochanan. The question Rabbi Yochanan Al de Beis Shammai. We have a question on Beis Shammai's position. The Beis Shammai Omrim Hakol Yisar Bifnim Chutz Mishenitma Bava Tuma Bachutz. Beis Shammai says that everything becomes Tameh inside, everything is burnt inside, whether it became tame, except if it became tame with an avatuma outside. Now, it's a question according to Rabbi Yochanan, ma bein avatuma bachutz, ma bein vladatuma bachutz, what's the difference? Zevezeh lo dvar Torah, who, in both instances, these are, it's tuma midoraisa, so why should it make a difference if it's an avatuma or a vladatuma? And furthermore, asked the Gemara, Vafilo al de Beis Hillel lo makshia, and according to Beis Hillel, is it not according to Beis Hillel also a question? The Beis Hillel Omar, Hakol Yisrael Pachutz, Chutz Ma Shenitma Bivladatum Bifnin, that Beis Hillel says it's all burnt outside, except if it came Tame with a Vladatuma inside, and the Gemara asks the same question, Ma Bein Vladatum Bifnin, Ma Bein Abatuma Bifnim, Zevezeh lo dvar Torah. Why should it make a difference if it's an av or vlada tuma? In both cases, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a tuma daraisa. So why should that be a factor? Again, the Gemara here is assuming that the only reason why we should make a distinction between the categories of tuma is not whether it's not between an av or a vlad, between whether it's daraisa or drabbana. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is rejected, and we follow bar kapara that vlada tuma in these instances doesn't refer to a vlada tuma that's derabbanan. The Gemara is going to now explain our mission. Therefore, according to bar kapara, so Gemara says lo v'rabbanan ela dvar kapara. So now they're discussing the mission according to bar kapara. V'kash the bar kapara al de beis shammai. Now we're going to ask a question of bar kapara about beis shammai's position. Beis Shammai, we call you Yisrael Bifnim Chutz Mishnit Mabavatum Bechutz. Beis Shammai holds that you're always going to burn kachim that became Tameh inside the Azara, except if something became Tameh with an Avatuma outside the Azara. So now the Gemara asks, Ma Bein Avatuma, why should it make a difference where it became Tameh? Bein Bechutz, Bein Bifnim, Zev Zelo Dvar Torahu, I don't understand. Isn't this? It's an avatuma. So, it's why should it make a difference where it became tameh? So the Gemara answers: Begin the Rabbi Akiva Amar Makom Tumasa Shamtei Sreifaso. Beis Shammai agrees a little bit with Rabbi Akiva, who says the place of the tuma, that's where it's burnt. So even Beis Shammai holds of this position, and therefore only if it became tameh inside the mikdash is it burnt. If it only became tamei inside the azara, it's burned inside the azara. But if it became tamei outside the azara, it is tamei outside the azara. But Beis Shammai adds another factor to Rabbi Akiva that Beis Shammai holds. This only applies when it became tamei with an av hatuma, which is doraisa. But if it became tamei with a vlad hatuma, that's drabanan. Even if it became tamei outside, it's burnt inside. And the Gemara is going to continue and say you can ask bar kapara according to Beis Hillel, sort of the reverse. And Vafilo al de Beis Hillel lo makshia, isn't the question also on Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel amar kol yisrei bachutz chutz mishenit mavivlad atuma bifnim. That Beis Hillel says that it's always burnt outside the azara, except if there was a vlad atuma and it was burnt and it became tummy inside. So ma bein vlad atuma. I don't understand. Who cares what type of vlada tuma it is? Where it became tameh? Bein bifnim, bein bachutz, zev zelo midivrehu. Since it's a minor form of tuma, it's only a rabbinic form of tuma, so shouldn't it be allowed to be burnt inside the azara? So where it says, begin Rabbi Shimon Amar machalo mashko shel mitzora ein mevin l'shalosh machanos. So because of the petition of Rabbi Shimon, who says the food and the drink of the mitzora, we do not bring it to the three machanos. So what does this refer to? So food that became tameh by a mitzora, we don't bring it into the machanos, but they remain outside the machana. So that implies that if it became tameh inside the machana, we don't take it outside. So we see from here, Rabbi Shimon holds that even something where there's no obligation of shiluch bina machana, food and drink, you don't have to send food and drink outside the machana. Nevertheless, we don't bring it into the machaneh. So, however, if the food became tameh inside the machaneh from the mitzora, so we don't bring it outside. So similarly, Beis Hillel would hold this concept as well, that the vlada tuma, even though it's drabanan, The same thing, but he makes a distinction if it became tame inside versus if it became tame outside. If it became tame inside, we don't bring it outside. If it became tame outside, we don't bring it inside. Next halacha, the final Mishnah, says the following. Evare hatamid. The limbs, so this is based on the Mishnah in Yoma, which we're going to soon learn next Masechta, so starting tomorrow. We learned in the Masechta's Yoma that the bringing of the limbs of the Korban was done in two separate stages. The first stage, they would bring the limbs into the ramp and they'd place the limbs there. And the second stage, they'd bring it from the ramp to the Mizbeach. Our Mishnah explains where they would place the limbs in the ramp on the first stage. And then Mishnah will discuss about other things about Shkalim and Bikurim nowadays. The limbs of the Korban Tami and the fats were placed half the ramp and the bottom half of the ramp, Ma'arav, on the western side. I guess they're different yourself. B'ma'arav, Shamusafim, B'ma'arav. Shamusafim, the Korban Musaf of the Shabbos and Yom Tov, were Nitani Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamata, also the lower half of the ramp, B'mizrach, on the eastern side. Shal Rashi Chadashi, Nitani Al Karkov Mizbeach, Milmala. The limbs of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh were placed on the Karkov HaMizbeach. So what's that? The Gemara is going to explain what the Karkov Mizbeach is above. Shkalim b'Bikurim ain't nogim alifnei abayis. The Shkalim b'Bikurim only apply when there is a Beis Hamikdash. Av Maser Dagon Maser Behema b'Choros nogim b'alifnei abayis b'Beim Shlo b'alifnei abayis. But Maser Dagon, right? Maseros, that applies even nowadays. So that's why people have to take off Maseros. Maser Behema also applies nowadays. The reason why we get out of that is you don't have to do Maser Behema if you don't count the animal. So you get out of it that way. And Bechor, I think generally people do is they make a partnership with a non-Jew. So they get out of this. The reason why we get out of it is because we don't want to have a kachim running around because things will happen to it and you can run into problems. But these theoretically do apply. These do apply when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Hamakdish Shkalim Bikurim. Let's say someone sanctifies money and he says, this money is shekel. This money, and these fruits are bikurin. Again, that doesn't apply nowadays. But let's say someone nevertheless says, I makdish my money to be, this goes to machzor shekel. I makdish my fruit, this is bikurin. Harisa kodesh. The Tanna Kamma says it's kodesh. In other words, it's not inherently kodesh, but you can make it kodesh. You're allowed to make it kodesh. So the Rabbi Shimon Ober, however, bikurim kodesh, Adam kodesh. Hashem says, no, it's not Kodesh, because the Pasuk says, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, that you have to bring the Bikurim to the Mikdash. So nowadays, there's no Mikdash, so you cannot, does not become Kodesh, no matter what you say. Now the Gemara is going to ask, Ezo Karkov Mizbeach, we said that the limbs of the Musaf Rosh Chodesh were placed on the Karkov Mizbeach. What is that? So the Gemara explains, it is Ama Ben Keren LeKeren, Mokom Hiluk Ragli Kohanim. It was a place on the Mizbeach. It was the width of an Amma between the corner of one Mizbeach to another corner. And that's where the Kohanim would walk on the Mizbeach. The Gemara is going to explain now the order of the bringing of the Musaf on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Musaf Shabbos, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Mi Kodesh. What comes first? The Musaf of Shabbos or Musaf Rosh Chodesh? When Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, what comes first? Rabbi Yirmiyah Savar Meimar. Rabbi Yirmiyah wants to say, Musfei Shabbos, Musfei Rosh Chodesh, then Musfei Rosh Chodesh called me. Musfei Rosh Chodesh wins out. What's the reason? Chaylei, the Rabbi Yirmiyah Bet Min Hadai. His proof is from the following brisa, which says the following. Shiro Shel Shabbos, Shiro Shel Rosh Chodesh, Shiro Shel Rosh Chodesh Kodem. When you do the Shir Shel Yom, what comes first? The Shir Shel Yom of Rosh Chodesh comes first, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. That's obviously, you know, we don't hold like that, actually, right? We do Shir Shel Yom before Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh. We're going to see so that's what he holds, in terms of the Shir in the Beis HaMikdash. So the, Right. So I think the question is, are there other factors which are there are other factors which are more interesting, which is more? I guess you have Shabbos, you have 52, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov. Yeah, so this is the thing. Yeah, he doesn't give that. He's gonna say the Gemara is gonna say Tadav Shein Tadav in a second. Okay? But I think there are, let's see. Rav Yosef says Shanya Hita, and that's probably due to what we do. We pass like Tadav. But we're gonna see the Gemara is gonna reject this. Rav Yosef Shnayi Hitamon, the Rabbiya Beshem Rav Yochanan, Kidei Lefars Malodia Shir Rosh Chodesh. No, the reason why we do the Shir of Rosh Chodesh for the Shir of Shabbos is to publicize that it is Rosh Chodesh. They'd make a heker, so people would know that Beis Din was Mekadesh the Chodesh, and they won't get confused. Because most people did not see Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, Baram Hacha, but here, regarding the order of the bringing of the Musaf, Musaf Shabbos, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Musaf Shabbos, Kol Mim, Al Shem, Kol HaTadr, Mechaver, Kol HaMeschaver. So exactly your point. Exactly your point, Judah, the general principle in the Bavli, Tadr V'Sheinu Tadr, Tadr Kodem, that whatever is more common is first, and therefore you do Musaf of Shabbos before Musaf Rosh Chodesh. So now, Ketzad Haya Oseh, so how would the Kohen do this? So there in the bright there was a brisa that Rabbi Yirmiyah brought that said the shear of Shabbos, that the shear of Rosh Chodesh precedes the shear of Shabbos. That's the brisa that we just did. So that reason for the shear, it's a specific reason to publicize to people that it was already Rosh Chodesh. Apparently, if you did Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, people wouldn't get it. They would like space out a little bit. But if we say, okay, we're doing the shear now, we're doing shear Rosh Chodesh, so then that's then that would publicize to the people. And so that he's saying there, that reason that shear Rosh Chodesh precedes the shear Shabbos is for the following reason. Okay, so Ketzar Haya Oseh. So how would the Kohen do this? Shochet Musaf Shabbos. He'd first shech the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. Vomar Leim Shir Rosh Chodesh, and then he would say the Shir of Rosh Chodesh, and then he would bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah said that Shkolim Bikurim. We had a debate. Tanakhama says it's Kodesh, and Shimon says it's not Kodesh. If you say, behold, this money is Masa Shekel, so it is Kodesh. According to Tan Kam, Shimon says it's not Kodesh. So the Gemara wants to infer from the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, ha, Shkolim Kachu. So he wants to say, the Gemara wants to infer from the opinion, because what does Rabbi Shimon say? He only says that the Bikurim is not Kodesh. So he wants to say that Rabbi Shimon only argues on Bikurim, but for Shkolim, no, he would agree. And in other words, if you say Shkolim nowadays, it would be Kodesh, but Bikurim, that's where the Tan Kam and Shimon debate. Again, if you don't do anything, it's not Kodesh. Question is, if you proactively say make it Hekdesh, does it work or not? So according to the Gemara, wants the Medayik that everyone holds that you can make Machzor Sheker holy, but the Bikurim, that's where the debate is. The Gemara brings another opinion. No, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Elu lo kitchib nonazet. No, he's saying that even Rabbi Shimon argues on Shkolim as well. The Gemara is going to discuss now the laws of Ger nowadays. Tana, Ger, Bizmanazet, Sarchlavi, Kino, Revius, Kesef. A Ger who converts nowadays is no base of Mikdash, so he needs to designate money, the equivalent of one quarter of a dinar, the money that would be used to buy a pair of birds for an Ola that you would bring when the base of Mikdash is built. Because normally speaking, when we think of Gerus, we think, what does the Ger do? He thinks he does tevila and mila. He goes to the mikvah, and for a boy, for a man, male, it's bris mila. But in the days of bris mila, she would also bring a korban. So you have to designate money nowadays for that purpose. And Amar Rabbi Shimon bitla Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ibn Atakala. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai canceled this halacha. And he said the convert should not designate money because we're afraid that he's going to use this money and violate Me'ilah. Now, Minat Torah, you don't have to do anything. It just, they said, okay, designate it because Beis Hamikdash will be built, and then you would have to then use this money to buy some birds for a korban. But if you keep the money around by mistake, someone's going to use it and they're going to violate me'ila. So don't do it. So mahu mipnei takala. What's this takala? Kahada the tani, like that which you want to buy. Say in makdishin velo marichin. We're not makdish money or objects nowadays for hektish, and we don't say erech alai that my value should be donated to the mikdash or the value of someone else should be donated to the mikdash. Velo machrimim, and we don't. Also use the lashon of this is chayrem, another form of hekdesh. Ve'im hiktish or herech or hechrim haksus tisarf. If you do that, then if you're makdish a beged, the beged should be burnt. And if you're makdish the animal, habehem tiyakar, you should uproot the animal. Ketzad, what does that mean? You uproot the animal. No, befanez adels yumesam eleha. You lock the door of the in front of the animal and it dies out of famine. And throw the money into Yam HaMelech. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe someone will use it and they'll violate Me'ila. The Gemara clarifies. Avar v'hikdish. Let's say someone violated kind of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was makdish nowadays a quarter of a dinar for the purpose of buying two birds for an ola. Ma min ma d'amar Shimon bitla Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he says b'ibnei atakala. So that which Rabbi Shimon says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mevatel the takana because of this mistake had the amra of our vehikdish kadsho, but the it seems that though if you would do it then it would be valid because he's saying don't do it because it's going to cause a problem, right? So that means if you did it, if you were makdish it, so then it would be valid. But wait a second, Rav Yehuda Antol Darya. Boy, Kome Rav Yossi. So he asked Rav Yossi, Hacha, regarding a ger, at Amar, you said Kadosh that the money is Kadosh for Hacha. But if you're mafrish money for nowadays for Shkalim, at Amar lo kidsho. So you hear you're saying it's not Kadosh. I don't understand, right? It goes against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah at least quotes Rabbi Shimon that it's not Kadosh. So Amar le Rav Yossi said to Rav Yehuda, Taman there regarding Shkalim. The reason why. The Kedusha doesn't fall out nowadays because ain mikdash, there's no mikdash. So that's why, and therefore you can't use it to buy karbanos. So the Gemara says, V'yadi cheret shibah the basement, just leave the maxis of shekel until the basement is built. No, the Gemara says, Shema yibana bais kivarishona, maybe it will be built in the month of Nisan, v'titrem truma halishka hachadashi bisman becha benisan. And then all the shkalim that were donated beforehand will be old donations from the previous year, and they can't be used for Kobanot Sibor. So therefore, there's no real kedusha. There's a good chance that there'll be no real kedusha at all. B'hacha ma'islach. But here, what's the concern? When the Beis Hamikdash is built, you can buy these birds, no matter how many years later it is. Because you don't need to buy the birds for the ger from the new fiscal year, because that's a korban yachid. So there here the only concern is mishum takala, and therefore lechatchila we're not mafrish the money. But if you did, then it still has kedusha. So Rav Hamnuna, Rav Ada Bar Abba, Mishem Rav Halacha Rav Shimon, Halacha Rav Shimon, who holds that the kedusha is chal on shkalim and not on bikurim, and also. A ger who is mafrish mos, so the kedusha is chal as well. Hadalach perak kol arukin shlikolam meseches shkolim. Shkoyach everyone. On to meseches yoma tomorrow. Congratulations, shkoyach everyone. Mazel tov everyone. Okay, I guess apparently we have two kiddushes.